Greetings, dear friends and listeners. This is Pastor Rex Cat, and when I'm not a missionary cybernaut exploring the internet, I'm co-producing The Reverend Is In for Reverend Bookburn, live from Volta Radio most Sunday nights at 9 o'clock to 11 or so Eastern Standard Time on VoltaRadio.com.
The Reverend Is In will begin in about 2 minutes. Testes, 1, 2. Testicle, 1, 2. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is a very special show, even though I say that every show. Tonight is part one of Michelle Bachman on mushrooms, and we have a woman here who is claiming to be Michelle Bachman, and even though a strong case could be made that she is batshit crazy, she doesn't look totally like the pictures, so we're not sure if this is the real identity of the woman who is claiming to be Michelle Bachman, but she did consume the psychedelic mushrooms approximately 45 minutes ago while the previous show was being presented live, and she's a bit on the giggly side. I mean, we laugh anyway because, you know, the humorous parts of that show. Anyway, so it's hard to say whether the laughter was entirely the show or partially the show or partially because of the ingestion of the psychedelic mushrooms, but she did take them. She's a little giggly. All right. A lot giggly. Yeah, I just looked over there. And she claims to be Michelle Bachman. And tonight is part one of Michelle Bachman on mushrooms. Plus some news. Some stuff. Because we just can't let the events of the world or birthdays or passings of people relevant to the show go unacknowledged. But we've always done heavy shit, and still we were called a very trip-friendly show by somewhere, one of those old cannabis sites, when Sandino, the predecessor of Pastor Rex, was recording the shows and all that kind of stuff, and talking about how he likes to use his bong and listen to the Reverend Book Burn. And the discussion went from there. Anyway, that's ancient history, and tonight we are, in fact, going to do Michelle Bachmann on Mushrooms, Part 1. Our first song is by Satan's Cheerleaders, and I gotta tell you, it was so much fun to pull out all the tracks, which is why the show expanded to at least a part 2 in 2 weeks, possibly a part 3. We pulled out that much music, and it was, we won't go any further than a 3, if even if we do keep on pulling music and writing more stuff, and it was too much fun. We were even working on this before the last one or two shows. It was just too much fun and too much of a great theme. And we have a lot of great music tonight, and it's not even putting a dent in this. I can't even play all the stuff I brought and thought was going to be on the part one show. But we thought, how are we going to start a show with Michelle Bachmann on Mushrooms? And I thought, well, there's different theories about what could happen if a complete sociopath took a hallucinogenic. You know, the original yippies, Abbie Hoffman, Paul Krasner, Nancy Kershon, Jerry Rubin, Anita Hoffman, Stu Albert, and Judy Gumbo, and a handful of others, when they began the yippies in the 60s, they were talking about how maybe a hallucinogenic could turn around a complete fascist and absolute sociopathic greed head like the Rockefellers, or worse, if there was such a thing as worse. And Timothy Leary, on the other hand, said that that was, even hypothetically, that that would be risky because it could make them even more into a Caligula wannabe and look for even more heinous ways to pursue power and greed. So it's hard to say which way it's going to go, but we thought we would open with a track that this woman here, who is claiming to be Michelle Bachmann and who ingested about 45 minutes before the beginning of tonight's show, maybe it's something she can relate to. So after Davey introduces the show, we're going to begin with a track by Satan's Cheerleaders from their absolutely incredible CD entitled Infinity, and the track is entitled Genocide Utopia.
Hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Book Burn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com,
providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get rid of the teabag psychos, the Norwegian killer wannabes, the new conservatives, the racists, any other kind of fascists that there are who may be tuned in. Let's get rid of them with a track. Actually, the entire first set. But let's get rid of them with a track by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. This is El Muerto.
Sancho que chora chupando chiclete. O Sancho tem chance e a chance, o chicote é o vento e a morte mascando que chora. Chicote no Sancho, moinho sem vinho, não corra, me puxe, eu vinho, meu puxe. Que triste caminho sem Sancho que chora, sua chance e chicote, sua vida na morte. Chupando chicote, o Sancho tem chance, tem chance. Chicote é o vento e a morte, mas como que chora? Chicote no Sancho, no rio, sem rio. Não tem como, poxa, não rio, meu Deus. Eu disse que não sei, seja que chora. Sua chance, chicote, sua vida na morte.
They'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Well, they'll stone you when you're walking along the street. They'll stone you when you're trying to keep your feet. They'll stone you when you're walking on the floor. They'll stone you when you're walking to the door. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Da 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 da. Well, they'll stone you when you're at the breakfast table. They'll stone you when you are young and able. They'll stone you when you're trying to make a buck. They'll stone you, and then they'll say good luck. Tell you what, I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Da 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 da. Well, they'll stone you and say that it's the end. They'll stone you and they'll come back again. They'll stone you when you're riding in your car. They'll stone you when you're playing your guitar. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Da 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 da. Well, they'll stone you when you walk all alone. They'll stone you when you are walking home. They'll stone you and then say you are brave. They'll stone you when you are set down in your grave. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. And now for something completely different.
Want to hear my impression of Bob Dylan doing his impression of the last Jello Biafra spoken word album?
$11 bills in. guys get blessed and try to be a success. Please her, please him. My kids don't feel dumb. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid. They keep it all hid. You better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals and you try to avoid the scandal. Don't want to be a bum. You better shoot out the pump. Don't worry, because the vandals took the handles. And then they played the legend of Pat Brown with no original members. And there was much rejoicing.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist and the tripping woman who claims to be Michelle Bachman, and we're feeling so many wonderful vibes this evening, and we want to play a very lovely song by the Cramps from their Stay Sick CD. It's a very beautiful song entitled Bikini Girls with Machine Guns.
I'm
heard TSOL doing Sounds of Laughter. The Cramps did Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. Knob Dylan and his Knob Salutes did Subterranean Homesick Blues. Os Mutantes did Don Quixote, Quixote, it's spelled, music from the 60s from Brazil. Before Os Mutantes, you heard Los Fabulosos Cadillacs from Argentina doing El Muerto. Satan's Cheerleaders did Genocide Utopia, and that goes out to our guest, the woman who claims to be Michelle Bachman, and started off with Deborah and Keith from the band Davey doing the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend is in promo. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight is Michelle Bachman on Mushrooms, Part 1. And our next show is Michelle Bachman on Mushrooms, Part 2, which will be in 2 weeks on August the 7th. And as we said at the beginning of this show, it has grown into a life of its own and possibly will be a third show, but we promise no more than three. But it will be good no matter how many we do of this theme. The soundtrack is incredible, and we just pulled out like the best of everything, and so we're going to continue that as well as possible. Well, the woman who claims to be Michelle Bachman was laughing her head off at some of the tunes that we were playing, and she's giggly, and we're going to touch base with her in a little bit. We'll just kind of cover the basics that we need to cover every show, and then we will check in with her. She's pretty giggly, so I think the Abbie Hoffman theory is working a little better than the Timothy Leary theory that a total sociopathic fascist, you know, can possibly lose their deep programming and pathologies and become like your average, you know, dancing deadhead or similar. So, but we're going to touch base with her and find out exactly how that's going and what, if it can be determined, is going through her mind. Do we have birthdays? We have none. We have a wedding announcement, which is that the couple, and this was a long time ago, but the couple who got married on the show, although, as we pointed out to the groom's mother who called hysterically throughout the show, it was not legal, in quotes, but it was a fun ceremony. You know, they were engaged at the time, and it was Lady Simone and Brother Eric, alias Mr. Beefcake, and they were married on the show, I believe it was 2004, and one of the highlights of ever doing this, not just for the funny shit that we came up with and the vows and the stuff we talked them into doing, but because Brother Eric's mother was calling so hysterically and freaking out at everything that was going on. And they got married for real. And so congratulations and love and wishes for all of the best and health and happiness in this ever-increasing insane nation and world beyond it. And if they don't fuck it all up or at least destroy the economy for people who aren't wealthy during their time together. But we're going to be optimistic and say that people are going to be less stupid, less apathetic, and put an end to corporate rule once and for all here and globally, but especially here, which is their home base. Congratulations to Lady Simone and Brother Eric. We got to report the passing of great person who was a professor, human rights activist, and so much more in New York City, Monica Sloan, who was slain in New York since the last show. Love and healing to all who knew her and were affected to her, and honor and respect in her memory. And we were friends with Ann Wilson, who was at one time in a band with Risa. We've played Risa on the show before. Risa and the Rooters recorded the Three Mile Island nuclear song, and her band Network 23 and Risa did the Stiff as a Rock song, Good Hard Cock, Stiff as a Rock, which was a hit among the book burners, and we got to get it on CD, not just that old cassette. But anyway, Risa is a friend, and one of her bands was Suburban Wives Club, and Ann Wilson was the drummer. She was also an activist and a charitable volunteer, worked on Rhythm and News publication, co-organizer of the Clark Park music festivals in Philadelphia, in beautiful West Philadelphia, and so much more, and great person, and advocate for social justice, human rights, and the legalization of marijuana. Farewell with love and respect to Anne. All right, what else is happening? We forgot the fucking Syd Barrett stuff. All right, next. Another thing to come. These scribbled pieces of paper that the three of us write on have a kind of a illegible mix of songs that we absolutely cannot do without, and stuff that we're supposed to be talking about, actually, in the show, and important announcements, etc. All right, we touched briefly on what could possibly happen when a total fascist and a total sociopath who was delusional and mentally disturbed to an extreme, what might happen if they were under the influence of a psychedelic or any hallucinogenic. And so we talked about the differences between Abby Hoffman saying great idea and Timothy Leary saying no, it'll make them even more dangerous, as inconceivable as that could sound. Another funny and relevant Abby Hoffman story was, it wasn't in the 60s. It was 1970, still technically the 60s. But then President Dick Nixon, the star of the movie Dick, which is a must-see, the Dick's daughter, Trisha Nixon, later Trisha Nixon Cox. Yeah, Cox and Dick, there is a running theme in that family, but we will reserve judgment because we think people should be in any consensual lifestyle of their choice, so long as it's with other adults who are consenting and not in a coma. So Trisha Nixon Cox wanted to have a reunion at her alma mater, Finch College, which was a college that was also attended by Gray Slick of Jefferson Airplane. And this was in the days when they had already done White Rabbit, and they were recording like the absolutely out of this world Volunteers album. And then she and Paul Kantner recorded the unbelievable, probably best album of the 60s era, Blows Against the Empire, as a first release under the name of Jefferson Starship. And they were supporting as much as a big rock band can, you know, the efforts of the counterculture and the movements of that time. And so she got her invitation to attend the Finch College alumni reunion hosted by Patricia Nixon Cox at the White House. Except that it went to Grace Slick's original name, Grace Wing. So Slick was after she married Darby Slick from her first pre-airplane band, The Great Society. So Grace Wing gets the invitation, she accepts, and shows up with her date, who was Abbie Hoffman. And Grace, legend has it, brought psychedelics that at the time were very tiny, you know, and colorless, odorless, etc. And had this idea that if she got, well, not Trisha, but her old man, the Dickster himself, that the outcome could be quite interesting. That experiment in the altering of the fascist mind and the mass murderer's mind never got to happen because they recognized Abbie and came up with some kind of bullshit reason about why they couldn't enter the grounds. So even though he tried, you know, slicking his hair back and down and wore the closest thing he had to a suit, etc. So that we never got to know, but we can only speculate on what happened, what would have happened to the Dickster if that plan had gone through. That plan did not happen, but tonight, a woman here claims to be Michelle Bachmann. And even though, from the get-go, she impressed everybody in this circle, at Volta Radio, the Reverend is in crew, that she is batshit crazy, she looks just a tad different than the pictures of Michelle Bachmann. Granted, you know, people can look a bit different than they do in the pictures, so we're not entirely sure. Like, we think it could be either way, especially Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, but they're in a kind of a suggestible state of mind themselves, and so, you know, they're laughing their heads off and thinking that the woman who is hanging with them, and well, now they're all laughing hysterically, but they believe she is Michelle Bachmann. I am a bit on the skeptical side, but is she able to talk? Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, we wanted to talk. That's kind of the idea. Can we ascertain what is happening in her head? Okay, Michelle Bachmann, if you don't know, is in Congress. Well, that sounded sexual. In the United States Congress, and she is, out of all of the crazy and sick fucks, she is probably, or she's at least among the highest of the sick fucks. Not that kind of highest, but, you know, she's definitely among those who are at the top of the list. A crazy fucking psycho. She is from Minnesota. She and her husband, who really does seem like he's in the closet, run a faith-based mental health clinic, which is fucking joke number one. And then they attempt to do that ex-gay therapy to deprogram people from being gay, which is, of course, junk science. It has nothing to do with clinical help. It's a Taliban-like propaganda. And actually, it is an attempt at programming, even if it's in the name of deprogramming. And she's the kind of psycho-ish queenpin of the teabaggers and, like, the most extreme of mostly Republicans, advocate of what most of them are going for now, which is decimating education, survival programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment, and further giving tax breaks even more so than is already happening to big corporations, to the wealthiest 2%, and similar scum. So, and of course, she's a racist. She's anti-choice, a queen pin of the American Christian Taliban, who want to make sure you bring in more and more and more unplanned and unwanted babies so that they can starve once they're born and go without health care and essential services. So she is that sick, and we want to see what could happen if the queen of the teabagger psychos, including their violent wings, is in any way affected by her psychedelic experience. And I regret to inform you that she is not speaking. She's either laughing or staring at, there's some instruments here, I guess for when bands play live on DJ Cindy's show. And other ones, there's a really, I really like it and stare at it as well. There's a very psychedelic bass guitar that has near the tuners the Dr. Seuss logo, all kinds of colors. And so she looks like she's in, what's that movie? Well, yeah, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls is one. The Trip is another. But yeah, you get the idea. She's just kind of staring at it and looking like she just dropped in from the planet Neptune or Uranus, one of those. So we are going to try to prompt speaking, because otherwise, yeah, you know what? I don't even care if it's indecipherable. After the next set of tunes, we got to try to get her speaking. And speaking of psychedelics, I want to say this before we go back to the music. Besides mushrooms and the things that do circulate on this continent and really worldwide, there is one that we've talked about many times. If the book burners have heard this many times, but if you have not, there is a hallucinogenic that is as natural as mushrooms, grows in the rainforest, and it's very mild. Like, it's not even as strong as mushrooms. It's a mild hallucinogenic. It grows in the rainforest, and not just any rainforest. It has to grow in Africa. And what people have found is that it is an effective treatment, and this is proven by countries that are less fascist, like Holland, that did allow it to be accessible and experimented with, but it's been established for years now, that it is effective at curing addiction. That is not bullshit. That is not an exaggeration. That is not hype. It is true. And if you don't believe me, go to Amsterdam. It is a highly effective and even more spectacularly, it worked without even the detox symptoms. So the person who's addicted to real drugs, to addictive drugs, to the nasty shit that is always advisable to avoid, people have beaten it time and time again through the use of Ibogaine. And at present, and we linked an article at the just updated today, reverendbookburn.com, which is an automatic redirect. I think the actual address now is revbookburn.blogspot.com. But if you write reverendbookburn.com, which is easier to remember, you can go to the page is updated today, and click on the link among the first of the new batch of links about Charlie Sheen's ex struggling with addiction. And she actually went to a clinic in Mexico. I didn't know Mexico allowed people to overcome addiction through Ibogaine, but his ex went to Mexico to use Ibogaine to conquer her problems with addiction, which has given it a lot of publicity. Ibogaine has been publicized relentlessly by one of the early yippies and current marijuana prisoners, Dana Beale, which is yet another reason to support the efforts to free him on his marijuana charges. And Ibogaine is effective, and it is getting publicity because the ex of Charlie Sheen is using it in Mexico to beat his addiction. And I wish someone had told that to Amy Winehouse, who passed away a couple of days ago. And yes, amazingly, like, so many assholes write comments in the articles about her death, you know, that are just so inappropriate, so insensitive, so stupid. You know, it's enough to drive people to becoming negative people and addicts and people with all kinds of problems with depression and whatever else. But overlooking all these assholes making comments, there are people who said if only someone had helped her. And with her success, with her money, and with her access to information, it is sad that word never got to her that Ibogaine is an effective treatment and that she could have kicked it once and for all. And people have kicked multiple things at once through Ibogaine. In Amsterdam, there were people listing things like they quit heroin, alcohol, and a cigarette habit through the use of Ibogaine. But anyway, sad to hear about Amy Winehouse, and I wish someone had told her about it and that she could have conquered her struggles by being addicted to truly dangerous drugs. What we're going to do is go back to the music. If it's coming through, TSOL is the music that is lately in the background. Let's kill that. And for the last handful of shows, since I got my hands on the CD that is fairly new, it's one of the newer releases by the Flaming Lips, in which they cover the entirety of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album, along with special guests Henry Rollins and Peaches. They must have made the CD with me in mind. But whether they did or not, they did the entirety of Dark Side of the Moon. Awesome, awesome CD. There are some tracks that have two of the songs and one of the songs, so we might have to jump around a little to find it, but when we find the right track, if we didn't get it on the first attempt, you will hear the Flaming Lips version. I believe Peaches is on the vocals for this one, doing Great Gig in the Sky.
Thank you. try to frighten your time. There's no reason for it. You gotta go sometime.
Please, bear, make love to me. Please.
picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. Lucy. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy.
Shenanigans that is going on here at Volta Radio. It is disgusting. It looks like the home of Tommy Chung or Willie Nelson at 4 a.m. And now they are demeaning one of the most dignified and admirable of all of our politicians in Washington, D.C. And when I'm not laughing at patients or turning away people with Medicaid, I try to support such wonderful people as the great lady, Michelle Bachmann, who stands for true Christian and American values and is trying to put a stop to spending on anybody who is not rich. And now they have me introducing this song by an even more disgusting band entitled Benedict Arnold and the Traitors, from their Star Spangled Bummer CD, a track entitled Cloning.
No longer science fiction. There's no restriction. Some think it's a sin to have a twin. Cloning. Mad scientists are cloning. Cloning. Christians are stoning. Progress you can't stop. Let's clone Parent Tom. It's time to play God. It's time to be an alien pod. Cloning. The bad scientists are phoning. Cloning. The bankers are loaning. Kill me with a butcher knife and I'll get a new life. Scientists are so clever. I'm gonna live forever. Igor
come here right now.
Yes, master.
I want to show you something.
What is it, master?
You heard Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine from their new CD, Enhanced Methods of Questioning, doing a track entitled The Cells That Will Not Die. Benedict Arnold and the Traitors did Cloning. Lida Music did Good Times Roll, and that was from the tribute CD for the Ruddles. Let me get this title right. Ruddles Highway Revisited, and that's on Shimmy Disc, the great label that gave the world Bongwater, King Missile, and so many others. Before that, you heard the Gang of Four doing Anthrax. The Beatles did Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Aquaturbia did Erotica, and that was from a compilation of all psychedelic music from Chile in the 60s, from the Love, Peace, and Poetry series, which is all like too little recognized and acknowledged psychedelic music around the world. And this specific CD from the Love, Peace, and Poetry series is entitled Chilean Psychedelic Music. Before Aquaturbia, we started off with the Flaming Lips doing Great Gig in the Sky. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Michelle Bachman on Mushrooms, Part 1. And how could we have overlooked this? We have always said that if somebody peacefully pranks a real asshole, like somebody from the Teabaggers, one of the psycho politicians, especially Republicans, but not exclusively, the anti-choice ones, the ones going after Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, any of them, far right-wing Christian clergy, especially the ones that push for laws that take away the rights of all other adults, except what they sneak off and do at night, or pranking anybody who deserves it, even the corporate scab version of the so-called dead Kennedys, then, of course, we will dedicate songs to you, or even dedicate a show to you. And let's dedicate the show to him now that we're thinking about it, because we didn't dedicate it to anybody, which we sometimes do. Tonight, our show is dedicated to Johnny Marbles. Who is Johnny Marbles? The woman that claims to be Michelle Bachman is asking. Johnny Marbles is a guy who responded to the hearings in England concerning one of the worst liars in the entire world, one of the ultimate propagandists, far worse than even Pravda in the old Soviet Union, the owner of News Corps and Fox News, and that's in quotes, and the New York Post and similar sources of absolute horseshit. And since his phone hacking scandal, which is just fascinating to watch and follow, and we are following it. Well, I am. These guys are just gigglers. But it is fascinating to watch it. And there was a moment during one of the hearings in England recently where Johnny Marbles approached Rupert Murdoch. Okay, you guys did pay attention and watch that. Very good. Johnny Marbles approached Murdoch and actually got him with a pie. And of course, we love pies. We love anything that's harmless and prankish. How do you make that an adverb? Yeah, prankish. And prankish, and of course we love pies. We salute the pie man, Aaron Kay. We salute Tom Fersad, who pied in 1970 the head of the Commission on Obscenity and Pornography during a hearing in Washington, D.C., and the Biotic Baking Brigade and other piers. And this latest pieing was done to none other than Rupert Murdoch. And we say thank you, Johnny Marbles. And tonight's show, Michelle Bachman on Mushrooms Part 1, is dedicated to you. And speaking of mushrooms and hallucinogenics and psychedelics, there is an interesting idea from Owsley. But before we talk about that for a moment, we're going to need our guest to come in here. You know, if she's weird about moving and you guys are in reasonable condition, please carry her over. And whatever comes out of her mouth, it's okay. And, you know, I don't want her just giggling over there and not have her, even though I personally don't believe that this is the real Michelle Bachman. But she is giggly. She does look like her. These two guys do believe it's Michelle Bachman, but they're also slightly suggestible at this time, at many times. But the invention of psychedelic chemicals, the most famous being LSD, was invented by Dr. Albert Hofmann in Scandinavia in 1938. And then he first used it accidentally, legend has it, in 1943, and the famous Hofmann's bicycle ride, pedaling home from the lab, wherever he was, working, I believe, at a university, but I'm not sure about that. It's in Timothy Leary's book, one of his early books, if you're so interested in it. But Augustus Stanley Owsley, who passed away this year, he was a manufacturer in the 60s of, I believe, Orange Sunshine, Purple Haze, Blue Cheer, and other legendary stuff, and was also the sound person of the Grateful Dead back then. And that's when they were, you know, at their prime, of course. But Owsley had this theory that simultaneous with the invention and coming to being of psychedelics, which weren't popularized till Timothy Leary did the Harvard University experiments in the early 1960s, until it spread to like the Beatles and Haight-Ashbury area of San Francisco, Greenwich Village, New York, in much of England. But the creation of it was simultaneous with the creation of the nuclear bombs. And Owsley somehow saw this cosmic parallel between creating the ultimate weapons of destruction and leading up to the Hiroshima bombing and the rise of the development of psychedelics. Anyway, I don't know where you can read that in detail, but that was the Owsley theory. And actually, I think that's also in one of the old Leary books. But anyway, enough about theory. Let's bring the research specimen in here, laughing as she may be. Has she spoken? Okay, there was a caressing of the guitar and that little speaker, that little amp on the ground. We really do, Ken, have live bands here Well, we had Jana Perry play live on our show, and DJ Cindy had live musical acts, and I'm sure other people did on Volta Radio. Okay, she's giggly, kind of peeking. You know, we want you to do this again 2 weeks from now if we're not pushing our luck, because the show is going to be at least in two parts, possibly a part three, because even if it's all music, just to get this killer soundtrack out of the way. Okay, so woman who claims to be Michelle Bachmann, but might be another woman or a transgendered person or transvestite, pretending to be Michelle Bachmann. Where to begin? How are you feeling? Are you having a good time?
Yes. I'm seeing tea bags flying around the Volta Radio studio, and they're all different colors, and they're making music.
Well, the music, I can explain, that's in the background, and that is the CD that we had in last, still playing, that you are hearing Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine.
It's so good. I want to fuck one of you. I feel so happy. I feel one with everything. And I'm going to feel empathy and compassion for all of humanity.
Now, I really don't believe you're Michelle Bachmann, but okay, even if you are and in a suggestive state, are you going to go back to all of those wing nuts and absolutely dangerous psychos who are your friends in the tea parties and the white power organizations and the anti-choice terrorists and, you know, your support base?
Well, my husband and I make too much money with our faith-based clinic to deprogram the homosexuals, and we even take tax dollars, and I'm going to try to tone down my words, like my recent slavery comment and Christian supremacy comments. But now it's going to become insincere role play, because we get a lot of Koch brothers money and we get a lot of corporate money and people who want us to truly represent their interests in this great nation of ours. And when you do see me, please remember that when I am speaking and saying those things, I am really just fucking with your heads. Because when you see my crazed smiles and facial expressions and an expression that just screams batshit crazy, you can know that I do feel deprogrammed from the cultism that I have subscribed to my entire life, from the churches I have always gone to, and that my psychosis has been greatly reduced thanks to Reverend Bookburn and his experiment tonight, and that my inhumanity will just be like theater, like Halloween, like role play, except it won't be like the fun kind. It'll be me just having to keep up appearances. But like Christine O'Donnell said, I am you. I am one of you. I am one of the book burners. And it will be due to a genuine recognition that all of our species and our Earth and our lives themselves are absolutely priceless and an essential part of the universe. And if you do die because we cut the last vestiges of survival programs after killing jobs and the economy, I'm very sorry, but I am too locked in to my role play and the negative trip that my lovely husband and I are a part of. And yes, I know what you're going to ask me. Yes, he is in the closet. Yes, he is self-hating and internally conflicted, like all of the scandalizing moral crusaders. But I love him anyway, and he's been behind me the whole campaign, sometimes literally. And I'm glad he's not here, because I am about to jump the bones of Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist.
I am speechless. I just don't know what to say. But I think the two theories of what would happen if there was dosing of a sociopath who was not institutionalized or imprisoned, but put in government office instead, like so many are, or in clergy, like so many are. Well, it's a little of both. On the one hand, there is a kind of awakening and a deprogramming of all of our cultism and craziest pathologies. But on the other hand, she's still going to do it. So we're going to have to explore this a little deeper on part two. Let's go back to the music. I'm going to play you some songs and watch the woman who claims to be Michelle Bachmann fuck at least one of these guys. This next song is by a fantastic band. This is another 90s classic, like Satan's Cheerleaders. This is also one of the better CDs of the 90s. And yes, the best 90s stuff got too little recognition. The band is Man, or Astro Man, and this legendary CD is entitled Destroy All Astro Men, and this track is entitled, it's the opening track of the CD, and the track is entitled Reverb 10,000.
Thank you. our people, and they are basically bad.
Yeah, because failure is the natural state of human nature. You know, to succeed is the rare thing. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a failure. You can fail. Get used to it.
I think that life itself is so absurd because the human species was a mistake. I'm convinced of it. That if there is a God, he really fucked up when he made people. Because there's only one thing that human beings can do, and that's kill. They do that exquisitely well and better than any other species. They like to make a mess, they like to kill, they like to make trouble. That's why the species will eventually just obliterate itself and the world will be safe once again for cockroaches and moss. Imagining a character with a long white beard who knows what's in everyone's heart and will make sure that the good people get their reward when they die. I think that this is dangerous propaganda. Being honest is very out of fashion. Nobody wants to do that anymore because it's easier to lie and to chisel on the side, and you'll go farther, faster, if you're a fake person.
Yeah. chicken to command, chicken and cheese, chicken and cheese, it could into a sneeze. I got the dick it down, I got the wicked on, I got the break it down, got the pretty dick it on. Cool, I'm cool.
Closer and teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have two runners up. Sunday, July 24th, 2011, at VoltaRadio.com. ReverendBookburn.com and Radio for All, Radio Numeral for All.net. The first runner up is the publishers of a publication in New Jersey called the Gloucester County Times, who did what most New Jersey publications do, which is to kiss the ass of the governor, Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters, Restaurant Scene Man in Monty Python's The Meaning of Life, etc., Chris Christie. But going above and beyond the usual butt smooching of the governor, nothing against real butt smoochers, and we apologize for the degrading comparison. But to actually do a headline that said, the benefits of the drastic cuts of all the benefits, endorsing the savage, inhumane, recent budget cuts implemented by the scumbag Chris Christie, former recipient of the Asshole of the Week Award. The publishers of the Gloucester County Times, runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to our second recipient of runners-up to Asshole of the Week, and that is every asshole who commented either about Amy Winehouse or the Norway right-wing teabagger terrorist attacks in Norway by lying, by spinning it, or by gross insensitivity to either tragedy and to either loss. The asshole commentators in the Amy Winehouse and Norway terrorist attacks recent articles and commentaries. The second runners-up to Asshole of the Week. We need fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chum. That's better. Thank you. And that means that our special recipient has to be one that could even outshine the runners-up. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Anders Behring Breivik, who is the captured suspect in the Norwegian terrorist attacks. And despite the bullshit, not only from Fox News and Laura Ingraham and other nut jobs and liars, but even in more established mainstream media and corporate media outlets, he is a racist. He is an anti-Muslim fanatic. He is an anti-immigration person. He is a Christian supremacist identifying with the Templars. And like many of the psychos you can meet here in North America and really worldwide who advocate racism, Christian supremacy, and attacked, and only the Daily Cause that I know of covered this, and attacked not a summer camp, but a youth camp that was affiliated with a progressive party. However, even if he wasn't a right-wing psycho who was ideologically identical to the teabaggers and the Bachman followers, he is a terrorist by definition, because the definition of terrorist, the difference between a terrorist and a serial killer or a mass murderer, is that their killing, however convoluted, has a kind of a political motivation, like the Taliban, like the anti-abortion terrorists, etc. There is some kind of twisted political motivation. So, just like the father of the teabaggers, Timothy McVeigh before him, like the teabagger who flew a plane into the IRS building, and the Palin disciple who shot the political figure in Arizona, and others, this terrorist in Norway, Anders Behring Breivik, you are asshole of the week. All right, did we lose the fart sounds again? That's okay. It was time to cut those noises anyway. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, and that was, of course, the most recent and the 2009 version. And remind me to contact her and get a new one made if she is so inclined. Before that, the Ramones did Journey to the Center of the Mind. Planet Gong did Opium for the People. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Before that, Frank Zappa speaking about God. Before that, Sonic Youth doing Within You, Without You. The Damned did White Rabbit. Jefferson Airplane did White Rabbit. And started off with Man or Astro Man doing Reverb 10,000. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been part one of Michelle Bachman on Mushrooms. And next week, part two of Michelle Bachman on Mushrooms on the next show. And that is in 2 weeks on August 7th. 2 weeks, August 7th, part two of Michelle Bachman on Mushrooms, which means we have to take this person who claims to be Michelle Bachman, and we're going to get her to talk more. Maybe get her to take it earlier, like an hour instead of 45 minutes. Like, that's going to make a fucking difference. Or maybe 2 hours, so she's more used to it. At the beginning of the previous show on Volta Radio. And but we will do part two on August 7th, and maybe a part three, because there's that much good material. We're also going to talk about the people who fucked up with psychedelics, because even though nobody has ever died or overdosed on it, there were people who really fucked up by taking extreme doses and doing it too much. Of course, the founder of Pink Floyd, Syd Barrett, and Skip Spence, who was on the first Jefferson Airplane album and later in Moby Grape, and both had done solo albums, Syd Barrett and Skip Spence, after they screwed up big time with psychedelics. And we'll play some treats from those, as well as a spectacular playlist that's just, it's too big. We're going to have to sift from it. But this show will be available in about a week or less at Radio 4 All, Radio numeral 4 All.net. Thanks to our dear friend, co-producer, archivist, engineer from afar, Pastor Rex Cat. And we also got to thank Murgatroyd Productions, DJ Cindy and DJ Jeff from Volta Radio, and of course our in-house high-functioning people, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. And we are getting some guests over the summer, but I don't think they're going to be around long enough or on the same nights that we do the show, so I'm not saying anything unless it happens. But it's been an eventful summer. And again, next week, next show, part two of Michelle Bachmann on Mushrooms in 2 weeks on August the 7th. And we will upload at radio numeral 4 all.net. Write to the Reverend at revbookburn at sjcdc.org. Always check out the always updated reverendbookburn.com, which redirects to revbookburn.blogspot.com. On YouTube, it's youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On the ever-fascistic Facebook, where Rev is not allowed to be a first name. The first name is The Rev, and then Bookburn. And on the info tab is the Reverend Bookburn fan site link on Facebook pages. We will be back in 2 weeks. We are going to play a closing tune and then get out of here. We're going to play from a great, great, great recording from 1967, just barely after the release of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper release and Jefferson Airplane's Surrealistic Pillow release. The one and only psychedelic recording by the Rolling Stones, which was panned by a multitude of shithead critics to the point where they kind of stopped doing it. But it is one of the greatest fucking releases of the entire 60s. And the CD is entitled Their Satanic Majesty's Request. Every song on it is great. And we're going to play the closing tune to that spectacular release. This is the Rolling Stones doing On With the Show. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock tonight, sir. It's non-stop. It's a continuous show. You can stay as long as you like. There's a bar downstairs.
Good evening, one and all. We're all so glad to see you here. We'll play your favorite songs while you all soak up the atmosphere. We'll start with Oval River. There may be stormy weather, too. I'm sure you know just what to do. On with the show. Good health to you.
Quite a few, lately. And, like these over there.
I chance to find that you can't make it anymore, we'll put you in a cab and get you safely to the door. Oh, we've got all the answers, and we've got lovely dancers too. There's nothing else you have to do.
On with the show that helps you.
Yeah.
All right, where is he? Where's this great deity who has no sense of timing or punctuality, as always? All right. Hello, God. Are you here to address the book burners? Thank you. Okay, well, you're God, so I guess it would be silly for me to tell you to sit down or talk into the microphone or whatever. But the book burners want to hear from you, and so do the charming humans who send the Reverend all of that Jesus spam and all that other kind of shit that comes in by email. And they want to hear from you, and all of the people who think that you don't permit them to hurry up, leave this earth, leave this life, and go to you. They think you don't want them to hurry that up or cause it to happen or cause it to happen immediately. Okay, here, take it.
I am the one true God, and I wish Marla, the late and great engineer, were here to help me make sounds to prove it. I am the one and only almighty, one way, one true path, one track, one narrow straw thin tube tunnel vision, one and only way, truth, true, one and only deity, and great and powerful Oz figure, master of the universe, the fucking way, God, that there is. And it is my will that people give themselves exemption from the book that has been recycled from ancient Egyptian mythology and ancient Asian mythology, and rewritten and repackaged countless times, and written even originally by deluded people who have no idea what they're saying or who they're plagiarizing from. I tell you right now, it is my will for you to come to me at the earliest possible minute. Commit a painless act that will bring you to me. Go peacefully, whether it's a handful of reds or something else that will let you drift into a deep sleep that does not end. It is my will that you come to me right now. Join my son. Get nailed even. But sit with us. Watch Mary's ass walk past you. Look at angels playing harps and fondling toys. Join us with endless oceans of chocolate. Listen to Pat Boone music and join in my holy Disneyland at the earliest possible minute. This is God, and I'm giving you special permission right now to join my boy and me and bring yourselves to us immediately. It is my will.
Alright, thank you, God. Thank you very much. I just wanted to ask you if that end part was you talking in tongues. And if so, what exactly is your almighty tongue like? Oh, he's gone. I wanted him to answer the question. But, alright. Alright, goodbye, God. God is not going to tell us what his tongue is like. So we'll have nothing to go on except pure speculation and projection. Alright.
like a roundabout. Whistles and sings. Darker than darkest night. Sweeter than spring. A mind expands to a great degree. Feeling that must be free. All that's left you.
Taking place because most of the preaching was giving death.